Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first, with Marbury covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Marbury reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marbury moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marbury scores. Davis scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Stone moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bobby Coombs now pitching. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair pinch hits for Bobby Coombs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Higgins moves to third. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. McNair moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Bishop scores. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Freitas now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freitas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Owen reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Peterson now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Tigers. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-2 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Bob Johnson now playing left field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogel moves to third. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogel scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Davis steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Peterson, and towards Williams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-3 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Rowe moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rowe moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Heinie Scubble now playing second base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daljak moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Daljak. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Davis reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Owen reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 10-4, Tigers. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Johnson moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-5, Tigers. Rube Wahlberg pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.